of the opening of the sports book, and there are people that are lined up to come in here right now. But then I want to put his expert hat on. So I'm going to avail Joe to the audience and allow people to call in with their questions about this and what happens next, because Joe's been doing kind of a Q&A on Twitter in this regard, so why not do that for the Score listener? So that's what we're going to do for the next couple hours. It'll be a little bit of everything. It's not just going to be gambling on the show, but considering this is a momentous day in Illinois politics, Illinois sports, and Illinois gambling history, we are going to make sure that we cover it appropriately.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor and keep your eye out for the most unlikely looking sports gambler. Because we all have a picture in our mind's eye of who this guy is and who the median sort of gambler is. But I want the little old lady with her change purse and, you know, give me the White Sox at 16-1.
Yeah, well, that's the bet.
Those days are long gone.
Well, Eddie was the first bet. Eddie O was the first bet, and he took the White Sox at 16-1. That was the commemorative like first bet.
Well, I hope it cashes for him, but I don't like his chances.
Well,
it's good value. Let's put it that way. It's a decent value.
Well, here's some good value. The Cubs win total here is at 86.5.
Ooh,
that's an under. Everywhere else, it's 85 or 86.
Yep, taking the under there.
I agree.
So, Connor, can you do me this favor since I'm not in the room? Do the legal, please.
Oh, sure, I got you. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
That is Bernstein and McKnight there on 9 a.m. until noon. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you from Unit 2. I brought Joe Ostrowski alongside. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. They're right down the street from here. Do your youth hockey team, do they want to play in front of thousands? Make it happen with Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Visit chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. This hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website at 56david.com. We are broadcasting today from Rivers Casino as they get ready to open up the sports betting book. And there's a lot of people that are here. You should come out. It's time to place your bet. Sports betting is now live at Rivers Casino. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
It's pretty amazing. Like, in Glendale, it's just a wall of Spanish speakers. I know it's Moncada Robert Abreu. And then I want to say it's Grandal. No, Mazara Grandal. That clubhouse now is like Spanish guys on the wall, Tim Anderson by himself, and a bunch of white guys playing cards.
So it's the opposite of how Mark Trestman would have had it, where he would have had them like alternating.
You got to meet your buddies. Offense and defense, they need to be together. Texters asked me, and Text Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. So, Lawrence, you're pro-segregation? In football locker rooms by position, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever.
Make me a bicycle clown.
It's Lawrence Holmes and Joe Ostrowski broadcasting live from noon to 2 at Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. Listen to the broadcast and enjoy the action at Rivers Casino. It's time to place your bets. Sports betting is now live at Rivers Casino. Let's play.
It is live, and people are now starting to walk in and starting to place their bets here. We are in the book. We are in the sports betting book here at Rivers Casino. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Joe Ostrowski was nice enough to come and hang out with me today. Why? Because he's the only person in Chicago qualified to talk about everything that's going on. This guy has been down to the State House. He has been covering all of the legislature processing that has gone on to make sports betting legal in the state of Illinois, and Rivers gets the first crack at it, and they have opened things up. Joe, thank you for being here today. Although, where else would you have been
really
than here today?
I was on the schedule tonight after Bears All Access from 7 to 10. Hey, Joe, would you like to go to the opening of Rivers Casino to be there as legal sports bets begin in the state of Illinois. As you've been covering this over the last couple of years, would you like to be there for that and hang out with Lawrence for 2 hours and talk about everything going on, or come in later tonight for Bears All Access and do a solo show?
I think this is a better choice for you. So, look, I have a lot of questions because, you know, I am an occasional sports bettor. I am someone who goes to Las Vegas to do my sports betting, and maybe I'll do a little bit more of it now that it's gone live here at Rivers and then at the other casinos later on. But the first thing I want to ask you, I don't want to ask you about all of the nooks and crannies of this yet. Mm-hmm. I want to know how you feel as someone who has spent their adult life doing sports betting. What is this, like, being here for this and the legalization of sports betting in the state mean to you?
It hasn't set in yet. I've been covering this for so long. I was there in the last week of May, first week of Springfield, because it carried over the spring session through the weekend as they were trying to get everything through. And even though that was 9 months ago, and this has been a long time coming, this is now the 15th state to have legalized sports bets in the country, it still hasn't set in. I don't know yet, man. This is weird looking around, and I'm seeing the 5 betting windows across from us, and people are lined up. During the break, I can't wait to go around the corner to see how people are using the kiosks, as I'm sure they have a lot of workers here at Bet Rivers, try to help them out and to figure everything else out. I've seen it happen around the country, and I've complained about it. And now that it's legal, because of the waiting game. And now that it's legal, you know, I'm still hearing from a lot of people complain about it. But I think some of your worries will dissipate once we get some competition into the market as well. Like people that are bettors are like, hey, you know, people don't even know. They're going to rob them here or there or here or there. Competition's going to be a great thing in this market. And it's already on the way. I said there's another book opening next Monday. And then I would guess the third book would be Grand Victorian Elgin, since they've had a temporary license for nearly a month now, just as long as Rivers has had it. So this is going to happen quickly.
When it comes to you trying to figure out what you need from a sports book, what is essential to you for a sports book that you're going to spend not just your money in, but your time in?
Yeah, that I would go there, in-person registration, then eventually, hopefully a couple months from now, then it's on my phone, a book that I would use. I don't want to lose people, so just stop me if I'm losing you. I don't want people to feel like they got a raw end of a deal, okay? So your standard bet would be 20-cent lines. What does that mean? Bears, Packers coming up this week, and the Bears are favored by 3. What it should say next to those numbers, and a lot of your newbies are not going to look at this stuff, or they won't even care because they just want to bet in that moment. You'll see the numbers next to the -3 and the +3. Now, your standard bet would be -110 on both sides. That's normal. Bet 11, win 10. The 10 cents on each side is called the VIG. That's how the books make their money. That's why it's so hard to make a living or be any type of a pro bettor, because you're up against it to start with. You're betting 11 to win 10. What you'll see at some offshores and what we've seen around the country at some domestic sports books is you'll see higher numbers than that. So watch out. Watch out for that. So you are not one of those taken advantage of. You might see -115 on both sides. So now it's 30 cents. So that's what you have to do, the quick addition. Okay, is it 20 cents, what they call the straddle? That's what you want to look for, because if you see -120 on one side, then it should be even money on the other side. And some of these books throughout the country have higher numbers than that. So I wouldn't mess around with books like that.
Okay. But I mean, just from a from an ergonomic standpoint, what do you want in your sports book? As you sit down and say, I'm going to watch the tournament here, what do you need for it to be a good event?
Well, first thing, yeah. The two biggest sporting events of the year for bettors, Super Bowl, March Madness, and it's not even close. You might interchange those. March Madness coming up next week, those 4 days, those might be the Super Bowl of betting for most people. It's a great time of year, too, because we also have opening day around the corner and the Masters coming up. So this is a perfect time to open a sports book. I want to be able to see every game that I'm betting on. So I wonder how they're going to set it up on a football Sunday when we are in Chicago. A lot of people are Bears fans that are coming to Rivers. How are they going to set up? How many TVs will the Bears games be on when there's 10 other NFL games going on at that time? So I want to sit down and be able to watch everything and then, of course, be able to bet on stuff. And once things are really underway, once you register in person, I think those windows that you see a long line developing over there,
yeah,
that's going to be a ghost town. Those windows will over the years go from 5 to 4 to maybe 1, and it's all on our phone, and it's all at the kiosk around the corner.
Okay, so there are 13 televisions in this room as it's, I mean, they just opened.
Yeah.
And actually just brought another one in. There's 13 televisions in the room.
It's literally
rolled right by us. So the 13 TVs in here, to give you kind of an idea of what we're looking at, like we're straight across from the window. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I sound like Mike Francesa. There are 5 stations where people can place their bets at the window. And then, as Joe said, with 30 betting kiosks on the outside of here.
A long line, yeah.
And there's already a long line of people trying to get their bets in. You brought up something that interests me, and we're going to make Joe available for you at 312-644-6767 if you have a question about any of this stuff. You brought up the Bears. Now, when we talked on Friday, was it Thursday?
Thursday.
When we talked on Thursday, you were saying how the books in Michigan and Indiana, they've gotten well off of Bears betting. If you go to Las Vegas and you talk to people that work in sports betting in Las Vegas, they'll tell you Bears fans come in and they spend money on the Bears every season. It doesn't matter what they heard Lawrence say on the score. They're always pounding what the Bears are doing. With that in mind, what's your advice for someone who's so geeked up about the marriage of their Bears fandom and there being a sports betting book open at Rivers Casino?
If you want to bet on the Bears every week, understand going in, you're getting the worst of the number if you're going to bet in one of these books. It doesn't mean that, hey, the line should be 3, and it's going to be, say, the Bears favored by 5. It doesn't mean that. It's just probably going to be shaded a half a point. Like, I talked to some people that work at Caesars. Caesars has a book right over the border in Indiana. And I was like, man, how do you guys adjust for this? Do you go crazy? He's like, we can't go crazy. We can't go adjust it too much, but we'll shade it by a half point. And it's not only the weekly games. It's the win total they're going to bet over. It's the NFC North. NFC, Super Bowl futures, they're going to bet on the Bears all the time. They're going to bet the Cubs over the win total, Cubs to win the World Series, Bulls over the win total. I mean, we laugh at it now, but remember how optimistic Bulls fans were coming into the season. Okay, we're going to at least make the playoffs. Blackhawks, same deal every single year. And you talk to any bookmaker, and I've had an opportunity to do this on You Better You Bet, and they love to talk to me when I bring up the Chicago teams because they just laugh for a while. Like, Joe, all my respect to Chicago sports fans because they have so much faith in their team every single year, and it doesn't matter. So they'll juice those lines. Say we're talking about just win totals. They'll juice the over, meaning you're going to pay extra to make that bet because they know all the money is coming in from the Chicago fans flying out to Nevada, and now you don't have to do that anymore.
Like we were saying during transition, I really do believe that one of the cool things about this is, let's say that you wanted to have a guy's weekend. Let's say that you wanted to have a bridal shower. You don't have to do the Vegas thing. You could kick it in Rosemont or kick it downtown. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to make the betting aspect a part of it, you now have this available. Like, you don't have to, the logistical nightmare that is sometimes getting your friends to and from Vegas are cleared up with some of this. And I like that. And I wonder how many, how often we're going to see some of that play a role in people visiting the casinos that are going to have it. I heard you talking a little bit this morning with Mully and Haw, and I'd love for you to explain this for the listener who listens to my show. The Illini are going to make the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
DePaul women are going to make the women's tournament. Northwestern is going to make the women's tournament. Bradley is already in the NCAA tournament. Can those schools be bet on in the Illinois sports betting books?
Any sporting event involving an Illinois collegiate team, 13 universities in our state, are banned. You will not find them on the board, next Illinois game, Northwestern, any of them. You're not going to be able to bet on them in the state. And this goes back to when they were trying to get the bill passed. Now, if the legislators could go back in time, they probably would not have included this because they had no idea that sports betting was going to pass in this state to the degree that it did. It passed with flying colors through the House and through the Senate. The reason that this law is in place is because the athletic directors were adamant about it. They said, we don't want sports betting in Illinois. Please do not do this. We don't want any of our athletes. It's already tough enough. We don't want them in a tougher spot. Please don't include this. Even though, I mean, if you're betting, you're betting already. You got a guy, or you're going offshore, or you're going to Nevada. But it's already here. But so they included this to please the athletic directors. Okay, we're going to go forward with this, but we're going to ban betting on sporting events with Illinois teams. You can bet on college sports, just not in our state if there's an Illinois team playing.
So it's just the college. So the Bears fans, the Hawks fans, White Sox fans, they can bet on their team, and Eddie O bet on the White Sox to win the World Series, win the pennant, win the American League. But the college teams are off the books.
Correct. You know, Illinois football, Northwestern, every team in the state. When Bradley plays in the tournament, you won't be able to bet on that game here.
Okay. One more thing. And again, if you want to ask Joe a question, 312-644-6767. I'm going to turn the next segment over to you because you might have better questions than I do on this subject. The online aspect of this, Joe, why is this not active right now since all of the sports books themselves are starting to open up? Why is the online component not connected to it?
All right, let's clear something up because this is 90% of the questions about the online betting. First off, the casinos, the tracks, the sports facilities, meaning maybe Wrigley United Center, once they have sports betting, there's going to be in-person registration. Does that mean that Rivers is going to have a website? They have a website, but you can't bet on it until you register in person. You can't bet it from your computer, can't bet it on from your phone until you do the in-person registration. It's one time. So then you could bet on sporting events once this goes live. It's not live yet. Then you can bet on sporting events from your couch when you're traveling, doing some weekend stuff, running around. You pull up your phone and you can place your bets. So there will be an online, there will be a mobile component to it. We just don't have it yet. This is normal. It's not just Illinois, good old Illinois, or Illinois politicians messing something up. This has happened. New Jersey, when they opened last year, they had the first state after PASPA was repealed. Once they opened, there was a 2-month waiting period before they were able to go mobile. Indiana, they opened in September. They didn't go mobile until October. Now, what the really long wait for is the online only. DraftKings, FanDuel, the ones that don't have a brick-and-mortar shop, not in a casino, and not at a racetrack, they dominate the market. Jersey, they control 80% of the market. So the casino,
this was kind of to level the playing field?
Absolutely. So the casino owners, the horse track owners were like, hey, man, you've got to give us a chance to fight against these guys. This was the argument that they made to the state, and they won out. They won out. So they gave them an 18-month period before the online-only sites can come in. There's going to be 3 licenses given out to the online-only places. You would assume that one would be DraftKings, another FanDuel, and then TBA for the other one. So the 2021 football season is when the online-only sites will start, when they'll come into here. So these casinos and tracks that have sports betting, you're going to have 18 months to acquire as many customers as possible.
Okay, that's a good explanation of what's going on. All right, Joe is the host of You Better You Bet. You can hear him on the radio.com app. He does a great job.